Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And this is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, my darling.
We really need some ET healing for the planet tonight.
So. Yes, we do. And speaking of that, by the way, for everyone, for those of you who are not aware, when you're tuning into the show, set your intentions. You know, if there's something that you're working on or something that's not right or physically a challenge or emotionally, spiritually, whatever, financially as well, set your intentions and ask for support during the show. You don't need to call in. They'll come right into the house if you give them permission, right through your computer.
Great.
All right, tonight's show, The Economy, Magic, and Your Ability to Navigate Through It All. This has been a hell of a week.
Who's scared? I'm not.
Oh, the fear is so thick you can cut it with a knife.
I know.
So tonight the team's going to address all that we're seeing in the news. We're going to go over some of this. How to survive, contribute, and flourish during these turbulent times. And I know that's kind of a challenge at best. But hey, we signed on for all this. Also, tonight's show dedication is to the successful outworking and magic for the bailout plan and the economy. Now, please understand that does not mean I'm endorsing it. I'm merely saying that, you know, something has to happen soon because we're at a real critical juncture here. And, you know, I'll talk about that more in a minute. But I did attach to the announcement that I sent out something from Swami. You could say his name, I can't, Veronica.
Beyond Ananda.
There you go. Which I thought was absolutely adorable. And I'm just going to read the first, second paragraph short. Funny thing happened on the way to the election. The House of Credit Cards economy collapsed. Interestingly, but not surprisingly, neither of the two major candidates were able to get out of the box of conventional economics enough to do any more than invite their fellow Americans aboard the bailout express. To financial train wreck.
He's clever, huh?
He's so clever. He's adorable.
He really is.
And interestingly and more surprisingly, Americans from all political perspectives have risen up with such outrage and awareness that the railroaded bill is now off on a siding. Curious indeed to see Michael Moore and very conservative Republican Congress folk on the same side, but this economic collapse may be the thing that puts the unum back in e pluribus unum. It goes on. You've got it on the radio show announcement. You know, I really recommend you read the whole thing. In there also was a brilliant, brilliant plan that, you know, made me very sad that it hasn't been proposed. And by Hartman. And Hartman had proposed, I don't know who Hartman is, unfortunately, but Hartman had proposed, interestingly enough, a 0.25% tax on every stock trade, derivative, everything having to do with the stock market. And I believe that the number was somewhere around $120, $150 billion that it would raise in less than a year.
Wow.
So in essence, you were taxing the very thing that created the mess in the first place. I thought it was brilliant. Unfortunately, it has not been introduced. But a lot of alternatives have been kicked around, and as I understand, there are about 200 economists who are willing to donate their time to help structure the bailout. I mean, people are finally really, not only economists, but people, you know, all over the country, are finally taking notice and really, I think in a way, this is going to get people off their butts and start really looking at everything that's going on, more than has ever happened, certainly in the last 30, 40 years. I want to share a piece of a correspondence from Elizabeth, who, Veronica, of course you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Elizabeth is very involved in the financial markets. She is very involved with Lazarus. And she was just in Hawaii for, Lazarus did two intensives over in Hawaii with a break. They did, it was a magician's congress, so they did a lot of magic for the planet while they were over there. And she has a little email that she sends out to keep us updated on the financial markets. And, you know, I thought that this coming from her was very important. Stories are coming back in that the House is really ticked off about the Senate's pork-laden rescue bill, and they did add on about $106 billion to the already $700 billion or $800, whatever it was, rescue bill. The bill is flawed for sure, given the crazy stuff that has been thrown in by woolly, irresponsible legislators. I've been watching the airwaves, and some of the inane untruths about the seriousness of this bill are very troubling. When you combine a lack of understanding of the bill's importance with a host of added expenditures and tax breaks, okay, now we're up to $100 billion here, that include rum producers in Puerto Rico, NASCAR racetrack rebuilding, you could say, Houston, we've got a problem. This is the single most important piece of legislation these senators will ever sign, with the exception of the Iraq War resolution. Here's a quote I just read by one market analyst. Pray that the Senate didn't blow this, because if the bill doesn't pass with all its imperfections, we are going to see some real biblical stuff.
Wow.
The credit markets are frozen because this bill is not passed. Please note that yesterday's sale of $3 billion preferred in today's sale of over $12 billion in common shares by General Electric is a very significant indicator of how bad things are. GE could not access enough cash in the credit markets to run their daily operations. These guys have the highest available credit rating, AAA, but because of the credit markets are effectively closed and GE carries a huge amount of debt, they were forced into raising $15 billion on the spot. This is just operating money. Here are some quotes in the news that help paint the picture. Buffett says the U.S. economy is flat on the floor. And for those who don't know about Buffett, Buffett is very well known in the financial markets and then some. And by the way, I had a phone conversation with somebody in Italy today who is multimillionaire themselves. And we were talking about what was going on in the world. And from their perspective in Europe, America is done. Now, that's pretty sad. And they have a very broad reach as a family, very broad reach, multi-country reach. It's going to get much, much worse. Gregory Peters, head of credit strategy at Morgan Stanley in New York, the credit markets are effectively shut. The commercial paper market, which there's not enough focus on, is under complete duress. That can't be sustained, as that's the lifeblood of corporations funding themselves. The credit window is closed. The third largest U.S. automaker said today at the Paris Motor Show, the financial rescue plan must be approved because it's important for us to restore credibility in our banking system. Automakers said tougher loan standards partly accounted for a 27% plunge in U.S. auto sales last month. That's huge. Massachusetts canceled the sale of commercial paper this week, dipping into budget reserves to finance ongoing commitments. Marriott International, announcing its third quarter earnings, urged Congress to quickly approve the package. Marriott said thousands of jobs are at risk because of the inability of companies to borrow money. I'm writing this not for lack of faith in our magic, but it feels important to express the magnitude of what is occurring. All the powerful magic that has been worked will come into play. I know that to be true. I thank you for your wonderful magic and for seeing this through.
Wow.
And, you know, I wanted to share that because in talking with people this week, the team has really been talking about people using their magic. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't know how to do it or what to do. But this is not a time for us to go into fear. This is what we came here to do. We are all magicians, everybody listening to this show, whether you listen to it tonight or in the archives. We have the magic to impact, to help. The bill is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. A last-minute thing I received is that this is also going to bail out a lot of foreign investors who bought securities, mortgage-backed securities. You know, that did not thrill me. And they have refused to take that clause out of the bill, which is really a shame, which means that there are foreign countries who are going to get bailed out on this as well. But I think a lot of people don't realize that the U.S. is depending on those foreign countries to keep this country afloat more than we know. There was another article, late article today. 8 in 10 people fear financial hit. The phone calls from constituents overwhelmingly against the bailout before are now more evenly divided. People's views have been shifting since stocks nosedived on Monday and they realize Wall Street's troubles could become their own. A new poll suggests Americans are worrying whether their jobs, home values, children's futures, and retirement plans are at risk because of the financial fallout. According to a poll, 8 in 10 people surveyed fear the crisis will affect them directly. 45% of all adults surveyed still oppose the proposed government bailout, which was passed by the Senate on Wednesday. Now it's up for vote, I believe, tomorrow in the House. Nearly 40% were in favor of the $700 billion package, and 16% were not sure. The banks get the most blame for the crisis caused by risky mortgages, followed closely in the poll by the federal government for not providing adequate regulation. 55% of the Americans polled said the government should have a role, but only a limited one when bailing out failing private businesses. I really am not, this is really not a news service.
Oh, come on, Jackie.
Team
for president.
Yeah, really. I want to talk about the 60 Minutes program that was on Sunday, and I don't watch 60 Minutes, and, well, I have, pretty much had my head in the sand, as most everybody knows, but not right now, because I absolutely know, and the team has been really pushing me, that this is not a time to put your head in the sand. This is a time to be there, and to be aware. There was a 60 Minutes on Sunday. They had three major segments. One was the general that they had brought back into Iraq, who was so hated by the Iraqis, who, of course, tortured and, jailed people who were innocent. He is hated over there. It was interesting to watch the fact that they're bringing him back into Iraq, obviously getting ready to make another major move and create more of a police state kind of atmosphere. He certainly wasn't a very nice man. Second segment was on the bailout, and of course interviewed Paulson, and Paulson did his talk and showed how they put together a very quick bill to try to get this through. Paulson, of course, head of the Treasury. And the third segment, which, by the way, during that segment with Paulson, he had sole, and of course, this, of course, is being modified, he had sole control of the $700 billion. And that concerned me. That was, that's pretty scary when you give somebody what we call single signature control. I just kind of feel like I just don't know him well enough to give him that kind of control. I know there have been a lot of modifications to the bill. Unfortunately, a lot of stuff added on as well. Silly stuff. The third segment was about the Large Hadron Collider. And now you can go on the website. Unfortunately, I don't remember what station 60 Minutes is on. Certainly you can scan through and find out.
You can just Google 60 Minutes.
Yes. And each segment is actually on there, and you can watch them. They're certainly worth watching. I would encourage everybody to do it, especially about the Hadron Collider and also about Paulson. If you so, this is where I have to say that something has to be done. the magic that we, you know, the way this is all structured is that, and I don't know how this didn't get included in my notes, is that we will have, in essence, an equity position in all of these assets. And that's really interesting. Somehow I lost that piece of this. We're going to have an equity position either in the asset or in the bank. All right. Now, that, of course, kind of scared me. But, you know, if the banks are bailed out, then, you know, taking an equity position in the bank so that with the bailout, at least there is a position where, in essence, if we bring the housing market back, okay, that $700 billion will not be passed on to the taxpayers in its totality for people who already know this wonderful. But I thought it was important to kind of review some of this tonight so that people can kind of step out of some of the fear and confusion. It's not a perfect bill by any stretch of the imagination, but at this timing, something must be done.
What does it mean, an equity position? I don't quite...
Okay. Let's say they go and bail out a bank in Kansas City, okay?
Yes.
And let's say they have, you know, $50 million in bad assets, okay?
Right.
So they then take an equity position in that bank, all right, a secured equity position in the bank under a preferred stock structure, so that in essence, that equates to an ownership in the bank, and that money then coming back in to offset the $700 billion, which is climbing as we speak, you know, the $700 billion. So, in essence, whether it's in the bank itself or in the securities, in the mortgages, we would have an equity position. The positive part of this is that that then becomes an incentive to shore up the housing market, which then bleeds out to all kinds of industry everywhere. And I don't know about other people's communities, but here in Las Vegas, I am seeing what's going on based on the drop in the housing industry. Construction, of course, has come to almost, well, not total halt here, it's Las Vegas, but you know, but things like Whole Foods, you know, restaurants, everywhere you go, beauty salons, you name it, everybody is feeling the crunch. Everybody. Department stores, every place that people can cut back, they're cutting back.
Yeah, I heard Las Vegas was one of the hardest hits.
Yeah, it was. And but also, it's predicted it'll be one of the first to recover also. Interestingly enough.
The art of gambling.
Must be. I have no idea. So, again, working our magic on all of this, and for people who are questioning, you know, how do I work magic on this, would be to flood... In essence, the house right now with light and magic, to put a call out to all of those people that can be supportive, again, dreaming the dreamers awake, and certainly they are waking up everywhere, to help to shift what's going on in our country, to bring the truth out, to shift the position of fear, and this is the biggest concern I have, is, and Veronica, you and I talked about this earlier, the fear that is permeating right now everything in our country is so dramatic that I have noticed it in, at the grocery store, every, you know, food that I touch, on the mail, touching the mail, everything you do, you know, where people, even the garbage room, which I thought was really interesting, bringing in the garbage cans, I could feel the fear. So those imprints of fear are starting to permeate everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that is more dangerous than any kind of a financial situation in this country. When we go to fear, we're back in the whole concept of Atlantis again. All right. It was fear that took Atlantis down. When the abuses of power, and it's a direct parallel, when the abuses of power were going on in Atlantis, it was the fear of the people that helped draw the destructions in. And that is where we really have to look.
It's like a vortex, right?
Absolutely. 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 We have got to, and this is what we came here to do, as I said to Veronica earlier, we're wearing six shooters on our hips. We got to take the guns out of the holster here. You know?
I always wanted to call myself Wild Thing.
There you go, Wild Thing. Yes, you are a Wild Thing, honey. And do not underestimate how much impact you as a person can have, because you are a huge soul. You are not just a little person that you see in the mirror, which we have, you know, been brainwashed into thinking that we're small and insignificant. And we're not. We're absolutely not. This is what we came to help do.
And there's another aspect, too, which helps, I know a lot of us, when we remember that all the predictions have said there would be the dismantling of this rather, very difficult system, which is for the haves or for greed and so on.
Right.
And there would be the recreation of the new system. And I keep thinking we should really be drawing pictures of it, or designing a new system in our thoughts, don't you feel?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. It's a great point, Veronica. A great point. And very, very important right now that we hold that energy and not be in fear. Okay. I'll share something really cute and funny, and then I'm going to turn it over to the team. Veronica, you can ask questions with them. I was sharing with Veronica earlier a very cute story, and this is something that, you know, just to remind us that, yes, there is help out there, and yes, it's very real, and yes, things are really happening. I was talking to a client tonight who has some brain issues, and during this session, he was saying, well, you know, would you please tell the doctors when they come, the team or whoever it is, that when they do those exercises on me, tell them please not to come when I'm not, you know, at home. And I was like, what? Excuse me? Wait, he had an accent, so I had, could you run that by me again? He said, you know, the exercises where they make me turn my head and stick out my tongue and flap my arms. And I said, really?
It's individual instruction.
Is it? They come at 7:30 in the morning and 7:30 at night. And he said, the last time they came, I was at the library. And my tongue was darting in and out. My arms were flapping up and down. And my head was turning side to side.
Sounds like a Jim Carrey movie.
So I tried to explain to him that since you know what time they're coming, probably the best thing to do is plan to be home.
At least in your car or something.
Oh, my God. It was. And so while I'm doing the session, we happen to hit the 7:30 mark. And he said, would you please tell them to wait so we can finish the session? Because they're trying to move my head and my arms. And my tongue wants to dart in and out. It was so adorable. And I'm not real familiar with this particular group, but I said, obviously they're specialists on brain. So I thought I'd lighten up this evening by sharing that wonderful story. I do love them, by the way. And what they were trying to do is reprogram the brain because of the way the waves are in the frontal lobes. Anyway, it's a very, very cute story.
I told you, the team for president. We need that.
Yeah, really.
Get a little humor while we're at it.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else I wanted to talk about? The Hadron Collider, and I did want to just touch back on that again. interestingly enough, the internet came out of the search engines, came out of the Hadron Collider. They've been building this for 10 years. And there have already been some significant things that have come out of all of the work these scientists have been doing. Again, there are layers and layers to everything that we see, and as humans, we're going to become more and more aware that nothing, taking nothing at face value anymore in your world. As things start to peel away and the truth comes out, all right, and I want to emphasize that, but I really want to encourage people that there is a lot of things coming out. A deer squirrel sent me a piece just before the show. And this gentleman, it was a brilliant piece. This gentleman was talking about all of the things that were wrong with the bill. And I am impressed that people kind of dug their heels in and said, wait a minute, and held it off as long as they did. I think Paulson was going to have a cakewalk on this, or I thought he was. And the American public is now saying, no, no, no. And people are calling their congressmen and their senators, which is thrilling to me. People are getting off their chairs and taking action.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hadron Collider, and I do have a sensing, and this came in this week for whatever it's worth, that when it's operable, and it will be, by the way, even though it may have energetically, it may be a challenge for some of us initially, I believe that what it's going to have is a activating force on us as humans. I think it's going to, again, this was not their intent, and I'm certain the scientists have no idea. I think it's the one thing that they didn't count on. But just based on the response you had, Veronica, where it just kind of, if we can go back to what happened to you when they first fired it up for people who weren't listening that night.
Yeah, and I was just, I can't remember all the details, just that something was, I just thought my whole energy system was coming apart.
Right, and so I recall you had to lay down on the floor.
Yeah. I don't think I did, but I did contemplate that. I remember thinking, I must be coming apart, and then I go, well, no, I think it's coming through me. But I didn't, connect to the collider till I talked to you.
Okay. My sensing is that it is activating us in a way, again, not the intended use of this, but I think that it's going to have ultimately some positive effects, and I can promise you that those on the other side of the veil are trying to ameliorate as much of the negative as possible.
So it could actually be raising our frequency in a rather big way.
In essence, yes.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
Yes, and I think if we can look at the positives in everything that's going on right now and recognize that we have a tremendous amount of support on the other side of the veil, I think we can feel a little bit better and move out of fear. The fear is paralyzing. The fear is the worst thing that can happen right now. It is the thing that can take, America down. And we came here to stop this. I mean, I just can't emphasize that enough. Okay. And the team is wants me off stage. Okay, give me a minute to go on the channel, please. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome. And as we scan the energy of everyone tuned in tonight and everyone who will tune in, we can feel a sense of trepidation. And Veronica, welcome to you too, dear one.
Thank you, and to you.
A sense of trepidation and uncertainty. Now, remember your creatingness as you go. Now, that's a big thing to bite off and chew. And you can all sit around and say, well, wait, I'm not creating this. I didn't do this. It's not my fault. And yes. But you're creating the outcomes. You're creating the impact, ultimately, by adding your magic, by taking responsibility that you, in fact, can have impact. Now, is there going to be some turbulence in your country? Yes, there will be. You're here to mitigate as much as possible. To be, we've said this before, over and over, to be the beacons. And to remember, to the best of your ability, with a lot of trust, who you really are. You all fought to get here. You took on, as we've said before, these incredibly difficult childhoods, so many of you, and difficult lives up to this point in many ways. Whether it was marriages or children or employment or health issues, struggling to take your power to heal emotionally and physically and spiritually. And you're ready. And many of you have been learning for so long, you know, studying, learning, listening. You've become the perpetual students. And you know what happens? The perpetual student never wants to leave school, you know. It's comfortable in his educational setting. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't dip in and continue to learn. But you need to take what you know out there and apply it now. It's time for each one of you to spread your wings. Now, we can use a lot of, you know, like the angels that you are and all that. But you're more than that. You're powerful, powerful beings. And to take 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, many of you have meditative practices already, spend part of that meditative process focusing on the rebuilding, the financial strength of your country, on flooding your country with love to ameliorate the fear, sending this blanket of light. And believe now that people will feel this wave, oh, like a breath of fresh air. Wow, what was that? What's that? Where did that just come from? All of a sudden, I just had this wave of safety. And somehow I know everything's going to be all right. I don't know where it came from. Maybe it was God. Good. Wherever they think it came from, perfect. And you all can have that impact. Now we get back to the same old subject, which is, you know, people being afraid of their power and how powerful they really are. Because once they recognize that they're powerful, then they have to look at their own lives and go, wait a minute, how did this happen? How did this happen? Oh, my goodness. You mean I could have done it differently? Yes. And you have plenty of time to change it now. But your fear, your judgment, aren't going to help. They aren't going to help. Pointing fingers at all the things that are wrong right now aren't going to help, because those things are going to come up and out. Exposure is on the agenda right now. And you're going to have an opportunity over these next months and years to see things that for many of you might be shocking. For some of you who have believed for a long time that things were amiss, it won't be. But this is the time it's going to happen, yes. Can you avoid disaster in your country? Yes. Are some people going to struggle? Yes. But you see, with the strength that you have, with the coming together of your people, they're going to reach out to others, we would hope, as they did with Katrina. They're going to wake up and become more aware than they've ever become. Look, I do have a responsibility for my fellow man. Yes. It's not just about me anymore. There are those that are going to go into survival, and we understand that. But those of you that are awake are going to look at it from a bigger perspective. Now, do you have to suffer as a result of what's going on? No. But your fear can draw it to you. Your fear can make it far worse. Far worse than it has to be. Now, Veronica, you had a very good point about the breaking down of the old in order for the new to arise. And you're right.
I was just going to ask you, what does that look like? What does the new look like?
Well, again, this is your dreaming this. We want you to get clear with this. Mm-hmm. This is your planet.
I wanted you to be president.
Well, we're not certain that your people are really ready for that.
Oh, God.
Oh, we would have a great deal of fun. But now, how does that look? Well, again, this is where you take responsibility. How does it look? You've been talking about it for years and years and years. The new world, the new world, the new world, the golden age. Plenty for everyone. The ability to manifest at will. That's where you're going.
Alternate energy.
Exactly. And if you're watching your television sets right now, along with your political candidates, there are other commercials coming on talking about that very thing. People are waking up. People are taking action. More than at any other time. Now, in a way, this is a revolution. A strong way. Ross, we believe you brought that up the other day. It's a revolution. Perhaps it was you, perhaps it was someone else.
I think it's the question I have as a Canadian thing. This is a revolutionary country. Where's the revolution?
Well, it's occurring.
Yes.
You see, regardless of what happens with this bailout bill, what this is going to do, what it's doing, it's just shaking people up. How did we get here? Of course, people are going to look for somebody to blame and point the finger, but more importantly, as they do that, they're going to have to look back at themselves. But I was lied to, you see. The government has lied to me, exactly. And people are going to get more and more involved now. It's a good thing. But we caution all of you. We caution you, we caution you, we caution you. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Remember, the laws of attraction are becoming stronger and stronger because the veils are getting thinner and thinner. Time and space shortening up. Thought, the ratio of thought to manifestation, shortening up. And if you put a lot of emotion behind it, well, you're going to pop it in real quick. Good or bad. I will repeat that. If you put a lot of emotion behind it, you're going to manifest it real quick. Good or bad. Now, this applies to everything, not just your economy, for crying out loud. Not just your government. Now, what we would recommend with the passage of this bill, which we believe will pass, maybe modified slightly, but it will pass, from what we're reading right now, is to start focusing your energy that the way that it's structured, that those monies will flow back in. Flow back in and not be passed off to all of you as taxpayers. You're powerful enough to do that. Does that make sense, Veronica?
Yes, it does. And I guess my brain is going, okay, so there's a kind of a vivid way of creating housing that's not in that system. There's all these different things that people can innovate.
Right. Creating housing. Oh, we're sorry, we're not sure what you're talking about.
Okay, so there's so much about about mortgage problems and foreclosures and people losing their homes and so on. But, some of my clients are busily out there doing, collecting foreclosed houses and creating different ways of lending and borrowing so people can stay in their houses if they haven't lost them. I mean, there's a whole lot of brand new
style. There always is.
Yeah.
Struggle breeds innovation. Crisis breeds innovation. Humans are amazing people. Put them against the wall. Put them under pressure. They're pretty amazing all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And people are waking up all over the planet.
And there's a lot of money available right now.
Now, there is not a lot of money available unless this bill gets passed. That's one of the problems. It's put a stop to everything right now. Loans may be sitting out there being processed, but nothing is being funded at the moment. There's no money moving right now. That's the reason for the bailout. Do you understand?
I sort of do, yeah.
All right. The credit markets. Now, credit market means giving credit to. Credit to buy a house, credit to buy a car, credit for everything. Credit to small businesses. You see, a lot of small businesses depend on lines of credit to operate. No one has really adequately explained. Now, there may be a website somewhere or whatever, but made it really simple enough for people to understand. But in order for people to buy the homes that are being foreclosed on. If the bill doesn't go through, there is no money to borrow.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I didn't quite understand it.
All right, yes. That is the problem. That is the problem. Now, in something that the channel read about one of the automakers and the drop in their sales because there was no money for auto sales, you see. And the money that was available, in other words, the criteria for lending has been tightened up so strong. Likewise for housing. Because everybody's afraid, you see. They don't want to end up in the same place again. So the pendulum is swung to an extreme. And what you want is everything to come back into balance, into balance, into balance. Not the extremes that it was before, but back into balance. Now, out of all of this, of course, the price of oil has dropped. Now, you're not reaping as much benefit at the gas pump yet, but you will. You will. Something has to happen. Now, we always laugh when they start talking about, well, give people a rebate, you know, to stimulate the economy. Now, let us ask you a question, Veronica.
Okay.
Do you believe you're magical?
Yes.
Good girl. There's the answer we want to hear. All right. Not only yes, but yes, with a strong yes. All right. Do you believe you can have impact?
Yes.
All right, not as strong.
No, a question, a few questions, a lot of questions.
What are the questions?
Well, they're, like, if I don't quite understand what's going on, I guess my brain goes, well, you just have to find other systems to create. You can't quite understand this one, you know?
All right, we don't understand your statement.
All right, I don't know quite how to do magic on a system I don't quite understand.
This is where we would like people to get more informed. All right? So, where do you go first?
I don't think I trust the newspapers so much.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't you want to, well, here's a good suggestion, we'll suggest this, perhaps to, through your intent, work with all the people, the ones that are creating the bill, that will administrate the bill, the Congress and the Senate. Now, wouldn't that be one of the first places you would want to go?
Yes.
And wouldn't you also want to use your magic to influence Paulson to do his absolute best to administer this with the highest level of integrity, regardless of what his original intent may or may not have been?
You bet.
Now, there are two good places to focus your magic, aren't they? Where else? How about restoring faith? Making a general sweep of your country.
Hmm.
All the cities and towns, literally spreading your energy out and flying over the country, zigzagging, however you want to do it, back and forth, back and forth. Spreading light to restore faith and hope and eliminate fear. Now, don't you think that would have a positive impact?
Yes, I do.
All right. There's another good way.
I would like to see certain people, like Mr. Cheney, unhooked from his power.
Well, that's going to happen very quickly anyway.
Yeah.
But you see, you're focusing, all right, in a way that gets a little tricky. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we would give you another way to do it.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why not focus on, again, those around Cheney. Those that Cheney, to wake them up. For them to wake up and remember more of who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to say this, people. There have been a lot of questions about how much intervention is happening from the other side of the veil. Now, we have to be careful about what we say and, as well, careful about what we do.
Yes.
We've always said we will join you in a co-creative way. Your planet, your choice. Call us in to join you. I want to work magic. I'm going to call in. Call in your guides. Now, all of you have specials, favorites, you know. Some of you work with Osiris. Call in Osiris. Some of you work with the Galaxus, call in Galaxus. Some of you work with us, call in us. You can call all of them in. Some of you work with the angels and archangels. You'll throw them in too. The fairy realm, becoming very powerful, wanting to work with you, all of you. The fairy realm. And by the way, and we're going to share this because it's so beautiful. Dear Ginger, who was at the Lazarus Intensive, talked about something that Lazarus said, and we did want to share this because we find this to be very important. The fairy realm has a legend that a time would come that humans, there would be those that would come who would finally include them, call them in, and change the world. You are those humans. The fairy realm, although you may think of them as small and just cute little things that fly around, is very powerful. Call in the fairy realm. They're waiting for you. And don't be surprised if you experience a visit. Don't be surprised at all. This is magic, people. This is real magic. Call in Merlin. So many of you have a relationship with Merlin in some way or another. Merlin, the archetype of magic, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The living archetype of magic. Now, many people have reported back to the channel that they're always surprised that they have three people show up and they can't quite figure out why. One is Mary Magdalene, the other is Jesus, and the other is Merlin, and they have a hell of a time trying to figure out what those three are doing together. Call in. Lord Jesus, Lord Yeshua, Sananda, whichever name you choose to use. Some of you work with specific goddesses. We've talked to you about creating your magical place to do this work. It's time to really do that now.
And unfortunately, it's time for us to say goodnight or we have a minute.
All right, all right. All right, well, we love all of you. We are here to support you and to work with you co-creatively as you work your magic. As you work your magic. When you reach out to have impact, you're going to see it show up in your own life. Oh, wait a minute. I was working out here and look at what came. Oh, wow. Don't do it for that reason, because it won't work. We love you all. We ask you to call us in tonight to work some magic together. We love you all very much. And we have total faith that you will change the outcomes, that you will create together the new world. Veronica, we love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you.
Our unconditional love to all of you. Namaste.
And namaste.
I love them.
Well, they gave us a lot of material to work with. That was wonderful.
Oh. I don't know about you, but I feel much better.
So do I. I feel like, okay, I'm on it. We don't even need our six guns, just our wand.
Yes, there you go. Oh, wow. That felt so good.
You did. It was very lovely. Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, no, I'm thanking them. That was just wonderful. It just kind of shifts it all around. We love all of you so very, very much. Remember, a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you, and a piece of you, all of you, are in Veronica and I. It could be no other way. We really are all one, and it's time to remember that, I think.
Okay.
Good night, everyone. We'll talk with you next week. Many blessings.
Good night.
Night, Ronnie.
Good night, Jackie.